we're going to get started because we've got to be over in a moment.
Inside Hooper Bay's Tribal Council building, nearly 50 people gathered to hear from the state on why officials decided to close Chinook salmon fishing in the coastal area from the Naskanat Peninsula up to Point Romanoff. That closure includes Hooper and Scammon Bays, Chivac, Emonic, Kotluk, Nunamiqua, and Alakanuk. The state says the closure is intended to protect Chinook salmon while they migrate upriver to spawns in Alaska and Canada. But most in this crowd are subsistence fishermen, and fishing means survival.
It's like taking away the food off our table.
Alaska Wildlife Trooper Sergeant Walter Blajewski set up the meeting. He says he wanted to give the community an opportunity to ask questions they might have on both fishing opportunities and restrictions. The group included a fish and game biologist, too.
You know, I think the meeting was a success. Our goal was just that, to be available to answer questions and to provide maybe some explanation as to why restrictions were going to be occurring. And I think we accomplished that.
Non-salmon fishing will still be permitted during the closures, but with restrictions. Gill nets limited to 4-inch or smaller mesh and 60 feet or less in length. These nets must be operated as a set net near shore. Blajewski says troopers can't enforce these regulations all the time. They do it when weather and time permits.
We don't often get to the coastal villages, but when we do, we usually go there, for the day, and those type of enforcement patrols are usually conducted, onshore in the village, walking around the village, because we just don't have the resources to get out there.
But Blajewski warns anyone caught violating the regulations will be fined. The maximum fine is $500, but there's wiggle room.
What we've seen over the last couple of years for people that don't have a history of violations is about a $300 fine. We don't recommend to the court that we forfeit any fishing gear that would otherwise be legal.
Blajewski says they also don't normally seize the fish either.
And if we do seize fish, we would donate those fish to qualified charities such as elders or people in need in the region.
Dina Jallin works for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She is currently the Yukon River summer season manager. Jallin says they asked a lot of questions about commercial fishing in the area that sometimes catches the same fish subsistence users are supposed to avoid. In her role as a Yukon River summer season manager, she often feels the same questions from all over the region.
We often get questions and questions and that kind of statements about like Area M and the pollock fleet. We hear that a lot.
What makes Hooper Bay different from others is that it's a coastal community.
In previous years, the coastal area has not been closed. They've had restrictions to 6-inch mesh, but they've typically been left open. They do catch some kings and summer chum as they migrate up along the coast of the Yukon River. So unfortunately, when there's no harvestable surplus, we do feel the need to close that district as well to reduce to hopefully reduce the harvest of king salmon as they travel up along the coast.
Jallin says she was happy to see the turnout as well as the level of participation.
A lot of the people express their frustrations, and that's also what we hear a lot of the time, and it's very understandable that people are very frustrated with the salmon and with the management actions in recent years.
Jallin says that those fish in Hooper Bay are either bound for the Yukon, where runs have been very low in recent years, or they are potentially bound for other streams that are either along the coast or other areas of the state. She also has concerns for king salmon runs from across western Alaska, and particularly across the Yukon area. Jallin says the region didn't meet any of the escapement goals last year for king salmon. In fact, it was the lowest run ever recorded for king salmon in 2022.
So any king salmon that's coming back either to the Yukon River or to a nearby spawning stream is likely to have a pretty low abundance this year, and so we're concerned for all of them. So even if that fish isn't specifically Yukon bound, we haven't really seen anything that says like, oh, well, this river's doing better or this stream is doing better.
Fisheries managers say they could loosen restrictions if the run is stronger than they're projecting. But right now, Jallin says every district of the Yukon is going to be closed to king salmon. Based on salmon run timing, those closures will work their way up through the entire Yukon area, through all the districts and all the tributaries.
And I think just the main takeaway is that we know these management actions are we're very intensively managing subsistence, and we know it's incredibly frustrating, but we're only taking these actions because the runs are so low that there's no fish available for harvestable surplus.
And that frustration was palpable. Jan Olson is the tribal administrator for the native village of Hooper Bay.
You know, they wanted to ask questions, but a lot of the community members that were attending after the meeting thought that, you know, they really didn't get any answers.
Community members say they need access to their subsistence foods.
We don't do any commercial fishing. You know, we don't even go up to the Yukon or Black River to do any type of commercial fishing. All we do is stick around here and do subsistence fishing.
Olson says there's still confusion as to why they are being regulated. They need a fish to survive.
We're not in it for the money. We are in it to put fish in our freezers for future use. And, you know, that's a big part of our diet there. And, you know, that's one thing that we missed.
Remnants of Typhoon Murbach last fall caused major flooding in Hooper Bay. Families were displaced, homes were lost, and the community relied on state assistance as well as donations of fish.
You know, we're not bad people. You know, we just want to fish, and, you know, it's just we want the fish that we're accustomed to.
Olson, along with several other members of the community, say these restrictions will certainly make for a more challenging winter. They don't make enough to buy more groceries. In Hooper Bay, I'm Francisco Martinez Cuello.